Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Wow. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and disordered bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Oh, my goodness, am I embarrassed for Facebook today. All scripted, friends. We're going to be talking about that in just a moment. It's all scripted. Let me say it again. It's all scripted from start to finish every given step of the way. I'm going to play much audio, video today, just kind of giving it to you from, well, straight from the horse's mouth, to say the least. We'll be going through a duration or a whole bunch of different pieces, for a better way of saying it today, just to kind of show you as to what's going on in your country. Now, before we get to that, friends, what I want you to do is I want you to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that page. Also, when you're on that page, friends, do go over to Sons of Liberty Radio right on that Sons of Liberty Media page, and go to Sons of Liberty Radio Live. And when you do that, friends, go ahead and set it up in the sense of subscribing to our live feed on Rumble again, because we have been pulled down by YouTube, as you well know, and we are rebuilding at this point. So again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio Live on that page and subscribe. Also subscribe to that page, Sons of Liberty Media, when you get a moment as well. And when you go to that right side of the page on sonsoflibertymedia.com, what you're going to find, friends, is you are going to find on the right side of the page that there are media outsources, social media outsources right there on the right side of the page. Go ahead and click onto them. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and you can go ahead and try it that way, and join us live on that social media platform as well. And again, friends, if you want to subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, Before It's News. You'll see us up on the left side of that page as well, friends. Also, if you'd like to call in at any time, you can do that. It is 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. It's just that simple. Now, you all may well know that we just got back from that of Rapid City, South Dakota. We did an event there just this last week, and it was a great response, great people, a great show as well, friends, in the sense of how many people came. We appreciate it. It kind of surprised us a little bit because of the heat. It was in the 90s, the low and high 90s throughout the whole week that we were in South Dakota there, only to come back to Minnesota and find out it's just as hot here. But we want to let you know, because people ask us all the time, where are you going to be in the up-and-coming days, weeks, months, so on and so forth? Well, we're going to tell you right now. On Monday, June 28th at 6 p.m., Monday, June 28th at 6 p.m., we are going to be at KHNC, 1360 AM, KHNC. 1360 AM. The event will be at the radio station, 2nd South Parish Avenue, 2nd Street South, Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. Again, KHNC 1360 AM in Johnstown, Colorado. We are going to be doing this event at the radio station. Now, if there's more people coming than what's to be expected, friends, there is more room that's going to be available. So don't be afraid to go ahead and bring as many people as you possibly can. The number one result or response from these events and after these events is, I wish I would have brought more people. I wish we would have brought more people. And, folks, it's like I can only do what I can do, right? And there's only one of us. It's me. And in the process of doing that, to turn around and drive another 34-hour round trip because people should have brought more people, well, tell me which one fares better, at least for us. Please be considerate concerning the very request that I'm even making now. And in the process of doing that, friends, we will go ahead and be there regardless, okay? Folks, I'm having a little bit of a technical issue right now, and we're trying to get it squared away as to figure out what's going on with it. Don't quite know what's going on with it right now, but again, we are going to take care of the problem. Again, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. Over the last week, I do want to cover some of the things that we had shared real quick before we kick off into the show here. The testimony that Americans, no American should overlook. We had actually did an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Attorney Tom Renz concerning their outrage as to how this propaganda goes forward without anybody putting checks and balances as to what is playing out on the American people concerning the propagandist. Then what we did is we did another article while we were in South Dakota there, friends, when the criminals set the precedent. The President Reagan's would-be assassin, remember this guy, John Hinckley Jr., he wants his due. Do you all realize back in 2016, John Hinckley Jr. was released back out onto the population because of a federal judge who said he's no longer a threat to the American people? Now John Hinckley wants his due. Now he's doing videos, musical videos, and he wants his money. Folks, only in America can one take a shot at a president and still be released sometime later on. It's a sick nation, isn't it? And what do we lack? We lack justice, to say the least. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, a warning came in 2018 before pandemic. In Pakistan, friends, people that didn't get the vaccinations, did you know that they were getting their phone shut off? Remember back in 2018 when I was warning of this happening? Everybody was telling me, namely business owners, Bradley, they have a platform. They can do whatever they want to do. Oh, really? So like if, like for example, if I own a business and I don't like what you say, I can shut your service off. I mean, the electric company, the phone company, we're not going to let you take gas anymore because you didn't take your vaccination. I told you that this was going to come to. Friends, and here we are once again beginning to see the signs of it. And of course, the Lord shows us 3 years later before what is coming, and now it's happening. And guess what happens with guys like me, friends? People just ignore it. They acknowledge it, but they never let me know. They remember when it was said. That's the gift, friends, that operates in this ministry, and it goes with the territory. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we just spent some time yesterday on how many times does Facebook and the big tech companies need to be exposed before they are legally held accountable? I can't answer that question. Only you can. And then what we're going to be talking about today, friends, I'm going to get over to this in just a couple minutes as well. You know, everybody hailing Kristi Noem in South Dakota, the governor? Well, she just turned on her constituents, friends. Now she's advising everybody to do the right thing by getting what? The experimental injections. I'm not kidding. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, we're having a little bit of a technical issue here on my end, and I don't know what's going on. It looks like it's fixed, so we will rock this show. Again, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want to start the show off with this. I just had one of my friends from Minnesota actually send this over to me, and it's something that we've done, and we've been blowing from the housetops for a long time in this country. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, I've done about 364 public high schools in 25 different states. We've done about two Christian schools out of those 364. And what we did when we began to do high school assemblies is we wanted to be a part of the answer rather than a part of the problem. And that's what Christians are supposed to be. Read Isaiah 58, verse 12, when you get a moment. Now, with that said, kids today are being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Now, I can say this 15 different ways, but the fact of the matter is that most people will agree with everything I have to say. But what happens when kids have to stand up and begin to defend themselves from the teachers? Because we are seeing more and more and more of this. As a matter of fact, I did a high school assembly program in Kansas City one time, and I remember going into the school, and this girl had a big shirt on with huge letters, "You are not killing my generation." 60 million babies murdered because your government said so. It blows me away, friends. It's been sanctioned. It's never been legalized. As a matter of fact, thou shalt not kill does come into play. What happens when someone kills another person, friends? They go to jail for a long time. Now, that's man's commandments, not God's. God says a life for a life, and you're not to pity them, people, that it may go well with you, right? Well, you want to put up with man's commandments, this is what you get. They teach you how to kill, then they go out and kill, then they throw you in jail to be rehabilitated. You get three squares a deal, you get free college, whatever you want to do. No fear of consequence, no fear of God. Put that up against Proverbs 16:6. right? And so what do? Now they teach you how to kill, and the government does it, and they sanction the murder of innocent babies to the equivalent of 60 million babies. And boy, oh boy, you know, just food for thought. Wouldn't it be interesting how the economy would be booming today if those 60 million babies survived, if we actually did what the Lord had commanded us to do when he said replenish the earth? Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Now look what's happening, friends. Let me go back to my point here. In public high schools across the country, this is insane. Last week, a little girl, 11 years old, took her mask off, and she said this is a form of child abuse. She took it off in school. What did the little leftists, as you call them, in public schools do? Oh, they turned her in. Good for her. What did she do? She's going to win the day because we got her message across the United States of America that our kids aren't going to put up with it. You know, the young people in public schools are trying to figure out why you love them so much, but yet you're dropping them off to be indoctrinated by the federal government through a violation of the 10th Amendment. Where is the love? It's a lack thereof, isn't it, friends? Yeah. Well, I'm telling you what, they're fighting for themselves now. We had another kid. The highlight goes as follows. Leftist agenda in classroom. By the way, can I ask you one more question for all those that are listening to me right now that have their kids in public schools? 86% are Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. Isn't that crazy? Hypocrites. Matthew 23, verse 3. I got one question for you. What kind of a fool would take their kids and throw them into a public school to be raised up by their enemies? I'm just curious. How does one justify that? Oh, let me tell you how they justify it. Oh, my school's not like that. Oh, my school's not like that. Well, what's it like? It must be different than every other school in America. Oh, our teachers aren't like that at all. Oh, yes, they are. You can rest assured. I've done it 364 times. I've seen the same agenda being pushed on our kids in indoctrination centers across the school, in schools across the country, being thrown into a cesspool of indoctrination. Oh, no, 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 no. They're all the same. Okay, because it's coming from the same top, going down to the bottom. And what are the teachers doing? Oh, they'll tell you they're just doing their job. Well, what happens when one of these kids has to do their job? Well, let me show you this, because this is one young man in a public school setting just on June 14th who said he's not going to put up with it. And he wants to let every American know what's happening in public schools in America today. So without further ado, let's go ahead and play this.
Despite the board's attempt to deny it, District 196 schools are quickly becoming a place where promoting activism is actually more important than promoting education. I'll take you back to my first day at RHS this fall. The principal came out and gave us a heartfelt speech about equality and standing together. He began to list countless races, such as Latino, Asian, expressing how much they matter and how important they are. But never once did he mention a race or identity that reflects me, or half the kids that were in the class. Now, members of the board, I know you haven't been to school in a while, and I know most of you don't have any kids left in the school district. But you must admit how uncomfortable it will be to be characterized just by your skin color on the first day of school.
Wow.
You thought that you were wrong just because of your skin color. So I'll never forget the look one of my friends gave me from across the room as we were sitting there listening to this blatant bias being expressed in the so-called equity statement by the leader of our school. To be clear, I don't need you to tell me that I matter, but hearing the condolences given to other races and leaving just one race out, it inevitably you'll start to feel like you've done something wrong. And in our principal's attempt to unify us, he instead created unwarranted boundaries and barriers between his students, pitting us against each other based on characteristics that we can't control. In another separate instance, I was told that writing "All Lives Matter" on the whiteboard was political and could be seen as offensive. When I questioned the teacher after class, she told me that she didn't have an answer and she just had to erase it, and it was quickly erased. There are political signs all over RHS about specific races that matter, specific sexual orientations that matter, and specific perspectives that matter. But when I questioned the RHS administration about how these signs were political, they told me that they were supporting human rights. So when I questioned why the equity statement couldn't represent all students, they told me that to even ask that question was outlandish and offensive.
Mm-hmm.
And they, when I asked why that was, they told me, quote, "Whites have a pretty good situation right now," unquote.
You see what this is aimed at, friends?
So is that not racism?
So it shows you the racist, as if you want to pick that up and use that.
After enduring a year of the people in charge telling me that I'm a racist,
that you.
And privileged, and pointing out our irreversible differences, I've never noticed race more. And it's becoming the first thing I notice when I meet someone, which has never before been the case.
Yep.
RHS administration confidently told me that RHS students and staff are happy with their equity statement. But from my experience in talking with other students, this is not the case. I know many kids who disagree with their teachers, but they're too scared to stand up because they're worried that their grades will be docked and their learning experience will be affected.
Oh, my goodness. Listen to this, folks.
My honors government teacher, I'm not going to say his name, but he's mentioned that Democrats care more about all people while Republicans only care about themselves. And he's also inferred to us that socialism is better than democracy. He even had a statue.
We're not a democracy.
Statue of a socialist leader in his classroom. I've been told by a lot of kids that they just stay silent and adjust their schoolwork to reflect an acceptable opinion.
See what this is about?
I've been approached by multiple teachers who have told me in private that they just want to say that they agree with me and they support me standing up, but they can't say it in front of the class for fear of being disciplined by the administration in some way or losing their jobs. There is clearly only one way to think in this district, and that is that they are teaching their kids to shut up if they don't agree. Now, members of the board, I want you to take a good look at yourselves in the mirror tonight and ask, are you really standing up for the equality of all people, or are you just pushing a damaging political ideology on our students? A fellow coworker at my job, who, by the way, is of color, discreetly told me that the school seemed to be pushing a very leftist agenda in class. This proved that not everyone is happy with your school, and not everyone who isn't happy is white.
This is a student in a public school speaking to his school board.
Fit in this 5-minute speech, I have decided to leave this district and continue school on a private Christian school online.
Amen.
And there will be sacrifices, and I will not get to walk in the graduation ceremony or attend milestones at RHS, but I will be able to learn in an environment that is not intent on punishing me daily for my skin color and political views. Now, regardless how you take my speech, whether you just shrug it off as malarkey or Fox News talking points...
There you go.
I encourage you to
take it up,
because someday I'm going to be a leader. I may be the president, a governor, or just a professional golfer. But I will never stop believing that everybody has value, no matter their skin color or personal beliefs. And it's a shame that you're not going to be able to say that I was an alumni of RHS in District 196.
See, folks, this is what you're not hearing. This is what's going on in public schools. Well, you're caught up playing the game, teaching your kids how to play politics, because you're listening, as he pointed out, the talking points of Fox News, which are just as bad as anybody else's, friends. Look what's happening in public schools. Your children are under attack. They have been under attack for a long time in public schools. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866. You know what? If you want to contend, please give me a call. I'm almost sitting here begging right now for someone to call in that can try to attempt to justify having their kids in the public schools any longer today. You pull your kids from public schools, it's all over for those that mean to indoctrinate the up-and-coming generations. If not, like Abe Lincoln said, the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will, in fact, be taught in government in the next. It's time we get this right, folks. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tropical Storm Claudette is pounding parts of the Gulf Coast with heavy rain and strong winds. after pushing towards the central Gulf Coast on Friday evening. Claudette then formed inland over southeastern Louisiana overnight. The storm is packing sustained winds of 45 miles per hour. Officials along the Gulf Coast have issued tropical storm warnings. They say flooding is a major component of the storm. Officials say if there's water on the roadway, don't drive through it. Sad news from the White House today. President Biden tweeted that his dog Champ, the eldest of the Biden's two German shepherds, passed away peacefully at their home. The Biden family saying, quote, "Our family lost our loving companion Champ today. He was our constant, cherished companion during the last 13 years. This is USA Radio News. With 45% of the total U.S. population vaccinated, there's growing concerns about the Delta variant as COVID-19 vaccination rates slow down. Hospitalization numbers are increasing again. Celeste Winters is a respiratory therapist at the University of Rochester Medical Center in upstate New York.
I am still putting patients on life support machines because they're non-vaccinated and becoming very ill.
Juneteenth celebrations are underway across America. The day is recognized for the first time as a national holiday. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee presided over the Juneteenth bill this week in its final House vote.
A little child will ask, what is Juneteenth in 2025? And someone will be able to say, America had a brutal history of slavery, but yet on this day, we were able to be free.
The holiday commemorates the day in 1865 when the last slaves in Texas were told they were freed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Sons of Liberty. I'm going to jump topics, but before I do that, I'm going to take Tony from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Tony. What say you, my friend?
Hey, how are you? How you doing?
I'm doing good, Tony. Thanks.
Yeah. I was just listening to your podcast. I'm from Cuba. I come from a communist country. You know, we came in 1972, and I see what's going on in the States. And so what I try to do is educate all these new kids about socialism. And what I tell kids is, when the teacher starts talking to you about socialism, just ask them, have you ever lived in a socialist country?
Yep.
That's what they need to do. Otherwise, we're going to be screwed. I mean, I have a lot of influence with my daughter because I tell her about socialism. I grew up in that system.
Mm-hmm.
So people are not going to realize anything until we lose the United States of America. Look what happened in Venezuela, one of the richest country, and they're communists.
Yep, I agree. Americans don't know what they have. I totally agree. I've heard this 1,000 times, Tony. And you know what? In this country, one thing I've learned long ago, you can talk to these people until you're blue in the face, but they're not going to wake up until after the fact. And and it's been said by a defector from Russia, a former KGB agent, years ago. It was back in the 80s that it actually came forth and said, you can warn the people all that you want. He said, it doesn't matter. He said, but when the boot comes down, he said, it's too late. And that's what we have in this country today, my friend, is a lot of people that just don't realize what they have. And I thank you for telling us what you're telling us.
Yeah, and it's funny because when we had that toilet shortage,
yep,
I would actually go to the people at Walmart and tell them, this is communism.
Yeah.
Get used to it.
Yep.
Get used to it.
That's right.
They don't know.
Yeah. Well, as the, hey, Tony, you know, there's a saying from one of our founding forefathers. His name was Benjamin Franklin. He said, if you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. We are where we're at today because of the 330 million people in the present. They refuse to deal with the less than 1.7% of the population. For some reason or another, my friend, they seem to be entertained by those that mean to destroy their own country. And I'm sad to say it. I really am.
No, it is. We're going to get destroyed within. It's not going to be anybody else. It's just going to be America destroying America. I mean, the American people destroying America. And it's sad. Look at California. We're run by Democrats, and they're destroying the state.
Yeah.
When I came from Cuba, I didn't have this. I mean, it's sad.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know what? First of all, I'm in total agreement with everything you're saying. And here's the other thing. Let's go to the other side of that, Tony, really quick. All the people that are getting out of Dodge, in other words, they're getting out of California right now, they're going to other states, and they're trying to bring with them the very things that they were a part of. I mean, now they're saying it's so bad in California, we have to get out of here. Well, guess what? Don't bring your ideologies. Don't bring your indoctrination and your communism with you and try to do it over here. But this is what they do. And the American people are still trying to figure out what's going on.
Well, what's going on is you're voting for the wrong people. Don't leave California. Change your politics.
Exactly. Amos 6:3 comes to my aid. This is a good conversation, Tony. Here it is. It's going to come to your door. This isn't an issue that you can run from, Americans, and yet you see all of it. I was just in South Dakota, Tony, and everybody's leaving Minnesota to go to California. People from all over the United States of America, are going from their particular states, and they're moving to South Dakota. And so they get into South Dakota, and then when they get there, they're trying to talk everybody else into the same change that they were the cause of in the first place. And I just said this. I don't mean to reiterate the point, but we've seen tons and tons of people coming from other states that have been totally destroyed. And why is that? Tony, in America, people, not all, but people in this country, they love their freedoms so much, my friend, that they're willing to go ahead and have someone else stand up and fight for them. But when it comes time for them to stand up and fight, note what they want to do is they want to get out of the state that they were a part of, and they want to go spread the poison to some other state.
Exactly. You know, it's funny you brought that subject. I am on Facebook with this lady from Guatemala, and she said, why do Hispanics, I'm from Cuba, okay, do Hispanics, most Hispanics, come from other countries where they're getting through by the system and come to the United States and have the same ideology? Don't bring it over here.
Yeah.
Don't bring it over here.
I know.
I get really upset. I'm 58 years, so I'm trying to save this country. I did Uber to educate people about communism.
Amen.
You know, I did that all the time, talk to kids about communism. They didn't have no clue. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was talking to a kid in the bathroom, in the habit, about communism.
Yep.
And he didn't know. So I took out my phone and my application, showed him pictures from Cuba, showed him my shoes from Cuba with holes in them when I came to this country. So I told him, when you go to college, please, if the professor tells you about communism, ask him, have you ever lived there?
Yep.
That's what you need to ask him.
Yeah.
And I try to bring out the word to people. I mean, it's scary.
Well, here, let me say one more thing to you, Tony. And again, I totally appreciate your phone call, my friend. I really do. When you're in public schools, absolutely. What's happening in public schools, let me take it a step further, is completely illegal. It's completely illegal. It's the federal government that has taken authority over the parents illegally, and then they went back into the public schools in their respective states, which is a violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. The states moved out of the way and said, go ahead and indoctrinate our kids. And what's worse about all of this, Tony, it's the workers, the people that work in this country, that are actually paying for the federal government to bring indoctrination into the public school to raise them up, because they don't want to take responsibility in dealing with corruption in their prospective country. But as the old song goes, back in the 1980s, Tony, there was a band called Cinderella. They said, you don't know what you've got until it's gone. And I'm not anti-American. I am anti-crime. I am anti-criminal enterprise. I am anti-New World Order. I am anti-allowing these demigods in places of incumbency in government today represent special interest groups rather than we the people. But the fact of the matter is, and what I'm trying to share with my friend Tony from California, is the fact that 330 million people are complaining about what it is that they tolerate, and that's really what it comes down to. When you read the preamble of the United States of America, what does it start out with? We the people. What is it the first thing that we're supposed to establish? Justice for what? A future and hope for our kids. And 244 years later, here we are. Now it's your turn to stand up and fight, and what's happening? Well, we'll just make ourselves sheep. Meh. You know, it's funny. I was just in South Dakota. We went to a petting farm for some of the kids. And there was a bell sheep. He let him out. The door cracked open just a little bit. He ran, and it was instantaneously, friends, the other sheep took his lead, and they followed him right outside of that gate. You know what? Let me say it this way, in parallel to the point that I'm making now. Before taking down the walls, why don't you ask the question as to why they were put up in the first place? They're teaching in public schools today earth worship, evolution, which was illegal up until 1968, socialized medicine in a big way. We all see that today. World governments, animal rights, in other words, animals seen as brothers and sisters in public schools, friends. In public schools, redistribution of wealth to other nations. By the way, COVID-19, the relief bill that was signed by Donald Trump and Joe Biden, 91% of all that money went to foreign nations to support them in their cause and attempt to try to create this new world order. For those that did not know, 9% allegedly went to the American people. Okay? So don't tell me about what is happening, because I'm there, got the hat, got the t-shirt, and what I'm sharing with the people is firsthand experience. I'm not getting this from anybody. And now we have, and I'm speaking to America, our friend Tony calling in from California, trying to shake and wake up the people in this country, because Tony, who comes from Cuba, doesn't want to lose America. And he's willing to stand up and fight for it. And where are the American people? Well, they're talking. They're having another meeting. Oh, that's all they do, friends, is talk and have another meeting and another meeting. What do their meetings come to? Absolutely nothing. More excuses as to why bad things are happening in their country. More excuses as to now why they tolerate a Biden. Well, then they take it down a level. Then they start to mock and make jokes about Joe Biden. Why? Because they're too weak. They're impotent. They're impotent weaklings, and they're good for nothing, yet to be trampled underfoot to do what? Well, to be good for nothing, just like the Lord said in Matthew 5:13. And that's exactly what we see, how few and far there are in this country that are willing to stand up for their own kids. By the way, I wasn't done sharing with you as to what's happening in public schools today. Debt forgiveness to third world countries, contraceptions and reproductive health. By the way, for all of you Trumpites out there, Donald Trump gave $100 million more than his predecessor, Barack Hussein Obama, to Planned Parenthood. Have it all validated. If you'd like to check out these articles, I have a whole ton of everything that we've seen from his administration, and there was absolutely nothing different from him and Barack Hussein Obama. And as you can see, all the promises were left unfulfilled concerning the wall, the prosecution, draining the swamp. The list goes on and the list goes on. And now we are here with the Joe Biden, because that administration failed to keep his promise in bringing justice upon the heads of a traitor named Joe Biden, right? So anyways, going back to my point here, elimination of the right to bear arms, right? They're at work. Donald Trump signed 55 new legislative bills, unconstitutional, undermining the U.S. Constitution, namely the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. He signed 55 bills, 26 governors implemented his unconstitutional bills to further etch away and strip the American people from the right to bear arms. That was Donald Trump, too, but I'm not going to go on a Donald Trump rant right now. But I also wanted to let you know the adoption of the gay rights agenda, public schools, I just shared with you that. setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. Friends, it's happening in public schools, and don't sit there and tell me about what you can't do, because it's not an issue of what you can't do. It really comes down to an issue of what it is that you don't want to do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to be on a, or jump on a social media platform, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go ahead and jump on that social media platform. If you're listening to us in one of the 153 cities, listen, you're going to get everything that way as well, audibly. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto the social media platforms, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com up on the top left side. Join us on social media platforms one more time. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take my friend Cody from Illinois. What say you, my friend?
Hey, good afternoon, Bradley. I want to talk about the American gulag, but first I was going to mention Mike Adams had a podcast, and he was talking about in Germany that now they're trying to, I guess it is illegal to call the male chickens. You know, when you raise chickens, you got to get rid of a lot of male chickens, but apparently the, you know, abortion is still legal over there, but you can't call out the male chickens if you're raising chickens or something. So I thought that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, you're also dealing with Janet Merkel. And matter of fact, you know what? You're bringing up a good point, because the first thing that my mind went to was Janet Merkel, who is a devil, literally. She is the one that was responsible for slapping her flag and saying Germany belongs to Islam. If anybody knows anything about history, Adolf Hitler used the Muslims to help kill kill off his Muslim or his political opposition. So we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, but I'm also trying to make a point here that the Prime Minister, Janet Merkel, German Chancellor, I'm sorry, Angela Merkel, forgive me, Angela Merkel, she was, I believe, the person of the year in America as well, and she's the one that is, in 2015, Cody, she was Time's Person of the Year, this devil. Yeah. And now it's insanity what people are putting up with in that country. But say on, my friend, say on.
Well, she grew up, I heard the other day, in Eastern, East Berlin? East Berlin. So she grew up communist, so who knows, you know, what you can expect. I'm surprised they would let somebody run Germany that grew up on the communist side. But actually, the reason I called is the American Gulag. Matt Bracken has a really good talk on band.video yesterday talking about how these January 6th people are being denied due process in America. We need to, you know, do something about this. These people are being held in solitary confinement. You know, they didn't kill anybody. They're not serial killers. These people are being held in solitary confinement. You know, they're being denied proper due process, denied bond.
Who is this now? Cody, who is this that we're
all
talking about?
These January 6th protesters.
Well, they got to make an example out of them. I mean, why aren't they making an example out of the paid protesters, the ones that were bussed in to go ahead and create domestic insurrection? Why aren't they being highlighted? Of course not. This is all distraction. This is all aimed at guys like me and you, Cody. That's what this is about. And they want to sell it to everybody else that we're the bad guys that are calling for justice. Isn't that insane?
Yeah, absolutely. But America needs to wake up. I don't know. We need to find out where these people are at, protest something at these prisons. It's totally unacceptable. You know, we've got a big problem where we allow, you know, D.C. to control. You know, really it should be that people face these consequences if they do something in D.C., you know, where they're from at a federal court, because it seems like it's too much power the way D.C. is controlling, you know, take them back to D.C. and then, you know, have some, you know, judges that are all part of this system. I don't know. Something's got to change, but I want to let everybody know about that, and that something's got to be done. I mean, you don't want your due process given up, and...
Well, they're doing what they want to do. Again, and as I was telling our friend in California, you know what? They're only going to do what they're going to get. They're going to get away with whatever you let them do. And here's the point again. We have people on the show that are exposing corruption within the system. And those people that are listening, for a good portion of them, that's all they want to do is talk about everything going bad with their country rather than to actually stand up and fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. So we deserve what we've got. Cody, come on. Let's be reasonable here instead of irrational. Do you really think that if 330 million people didn't want the position of the present state in their country, do you think that they could really change things? I mean, just think about this. In one state, there's going to be, in the fall time, there's going to be 76,000 people at every single football game. Okay? How many people are out protesting the governor for one of his 13 illegal, unconstitutional emergency orders? How many people are out protesting? Do you get what I'm saying? So it really shows you what matters to the American people. And again, just going back to my friend in California and reiterating the point here, Cody, Americans, you don't know what you've got until it's gone. And the fact of the matter is we have foreigners coming into this country telling us that this looks all too familiar within the gates and the borders of the United States of America. So, Cody, we have to right the wrongs because they're not going to do it for us.
Absolutely. There's a lot of brainwashing that goes on with the media, though. That's one little, you know, caveat where they, you know, it's kind of like this whole Q phenomenon where they, you know, Operation Trust is what the Bolsheviks did to, you know, get the patriots to delay action. So people have to be aware of that. They really have to search out alternative media like yourself.
Say that again. Go ahead and explain that for our listeners real quick, if you wouldn't mind, because I do know that the Bolsheviks back in the 20s actually implemented the very things that we're dealing with today. We have Q I call it QAnon nonsense today in America. They keep promising and kicking the can down the road and promising with unfulfilled promises. They don't realize that they're being neutered because they're being led to believe that someone else is going to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. Well, all of you QAnon nonsense listeners, I'm just kind of curious to know as to where are those promises? Where are those promises of justice and judgment upon the heads of the bad guys? If they are unfulfilled, you are seeing history repeat itself once again. I'll give you the final word, Cody.
So let me just, Operation Trust was exactly what Q is. They're making a bunch of promises that something's going to happen so that the Patriots aren't, you know, we're delayed in spilling their blood. And eventually, you know, it led to the, more people actually died in the whole of the Moore genocide than the Holocaust. And that's been covered up by history. People can look it up. It's Holodomor, H-O-L-O-D-O-M-O-R, and I actually lost some relatives, distant relatives in that because I'm half German-Russian, so...
Can I ask you a question real quick? I want your thoughts on this, okay, because we've heard this said over and over and over again, okay? And what country can preserve its liberties if its representatives, I'm going to put the word representatives in the place of rulers, are not warned from time to time that this people, we the American people, preserve the spirit of resistance, let them take up arms. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. I'm curious, what are your thoughts, Cody?
Oh, absolutely, but we can't advocate for violence on this program, can we? But that's, we know where that's...
I don't think that's what we're doing. I think what we're doing is advocating for justice. And I think people need to know the difference. And the bottom line here is we're defending ourselves against those that are assailing us 24/7. Now, I know the media gets in there, just like you were talking about January 6th and those people that are in solitary confinement that they're trying to set as an example to anybody else that would dare stand up against their acts of tyranny. But to me, really what it comes down to is going back to our founding forefathers as to how we're supposed to deal with what we're dealing with today. And Cody, you all the well know that 75% of the Declaration of Independence is our forefathers throwing off a tyrant that would not be ruled by by God.
Yep.
I mean, that's why the whole slogan was resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. I mean, the bottom line is the American people better get a hold of, as you said, the incumbent. They better get a hold of their government because the government is ours. They are our representatives. And the fact of the matter is, and correct me if I'm wrong, they don't have a right to break the law, Cody. But that's what they're doing.
No, absolutely. You know, it's important to remember during the American Revolution that, you know, it was a small percentage of people, and I actually have heard it was less than 12% of people that were even sympathizers. And, you know, they say it's 3% that fought, whatever that number is. But, you know, 12% is what created the American, 12% or less, the American Revolution. So that's 1/8 of the people. So, you know, you don't have to have everybody because the rest of the people are sheep and they'll follow.
Well, that's right. Well, Scripture is very clear when it comes to that, too, that no flesh should glory in his presence. I've actually heard numbers down to 3% from scholars and historians as well. But the fact of the matter is it was a small portion regardless. And we are here today, and we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. So we better do something with it, because if we don't, we're going to lose it. Cody, thank you for the call, brother. I love hearing from you, brother. I got Sal calling in from Colorado. Sal, you got about, I don't know how long, but go ahead. Go for it.
Sure. I can make this quick, Brad.
You know what, Sal? Let's do this. It just pulled up right now. Let me hold you over till the next hour. I'm sorry about that. Call me back, Sal. Sorry about that. Accidentally hung up on you. 1-866-582-9933. Hour two coming up, folks. We're going to get over to the main topic. It's all scripted. I'm going to play some video audio for you in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. 1-866-582-9933. Again, hour two coming up on the right side of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.